This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, Maria asks, how does my son get his teachers to like him? And I'm not going to go through the whole message on this, but she basically goes into how, for years, he's never teacher's pet. Teachers seem to get annoyed by him. He goes to detention a lot. So, starting in a new school, apparently they moved. He's going to be starting in a new school. And, you know, she was afraid that, I guess, in previous years, teachers would talk. Or she thought teachers would talk. Say, all right, this kid, you know, you're going to get this kid. Or you're going to get this kid. And they pre-warned everybody. And so, now that this kid is starting fresh, how do you get your teacher to like him? Now, there's a few different things I want to talk to you about that. Being a teacher myself, and not just a professor of medical students at Toro, I was a Sunday school teacher. I mean, I've taught in so many different capacities that I could kind of give you the background scoop, you know, on teaching if you want. And, you know, we like to say we don't talk about students, you know, and you know, warn each other, but we do. I mean, if I have a student that I think is going to need some extra help, you know, and struggling with a concept or, you know, has a academic weakness, I am going to, with the follow-up teacher, make sure I do an appropriate transfer. You know, like with patients. You know, they say, oh, okay, well, you're not supposed to be talking about patients with other doctors. Well, when you are, you know, leaving your shift and that patient is in the hospital, there's going to be another doctor assuming the care. You know, or nurses or staff, assuming the care, you're going to say, look, keep an eye on his potassium. I know his potassium is fine right now, but it's a little tricky. Keep an eye on his pain control. Keep an eye on his, you know, keep an eye on this. So absolutely teachers will talk. I do in terms of an academic aspect. Now, do teachers talk about, oh, well, this kid's a troublemaker, or this kid's a bad boy, or this kid's a good girl, or whatever? Yeah, they probably do. You know, I mean, I'm sure that some of them will look at each other's list and go, ah, you know what? Oh, man, you got Dahlia. Why, what's she like? I just can't explain. I mean, you just have to experience it. She is just an absolute mess in school. She tries to hijack the microphone. She hijacks the students' attention. She makes jokes. She wakes them up during nap time. And she steals their ho-hos out of their lunchbox. Oh, my. Yeah, she will be going to detention. In fact, pre-write out all the detention slips so you don't get carpal tunnel when little Dahlia is in your class. Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good plan. So I'm sure, well, they used to call me Dolly when I was really young. So I'm sure teachers talk. But if you have a kid who teachers just don't like, why does the teacher not like the kid? Okay, now remember, teachers are human. And so, the mom had said, you know, it really wasn't so much a behavioral issue. You know, just the teacher doesn't like the kid. So if a kid is not misbehaving all the time, is not trying to make jokes and, you know, be class clown like I was, you know, and the kid just kind of, you know, does what he's supposed to, why would a teacher not like you? Well, again, you have to put yourself in that teacher's shoes. So, a big thing teachers don't like is when somebody doesn't put effort. Or they think that the child is blowing off the assignment. Because that's kind of a respect issue. You know, I busted my butt getting this ready for you and doing this. and then you don't even, you didn't even try? You don't think my class is important enough to try? That will bother them. If the kid is not paying attention. If they would rather be checking out little Lucy next to them or whatever, that could get on the teacher's nerves. If a kid tries to challenge the teacher by raising their hand and challenging them with questions, like, wait a second, you just said photosynthesis converts the oxygen to carbon dioxide, but you completely bypass all the middle steps. Okay, that's going to tick a teacher off. So, and when you have a child who's 7, 10, 13, 16 years old, what do you tell that child? So, what I tell my children is, you know, to be smart, okay? Look like you're paying attention, even if you're bored. Don't blow off the assignment. If the teacher says turn the assignment in on time, you do it. Don't come up with excuses. Don't lie to a teacher. Now, some say, well, compliment the teacher. I see that there's kiss-ups, there's teacher's pets. I mean, here's the thing. Yes, there may be teacher's pets. When you have somebody that brings you lunch, I mean, that happened to me a few years ago. There was always a student that made sure I ate. Always brought me some food. No, that was good, right? If I needed a pen for the whiteboard or whatever, boom, no problem. Got it. Always had my back. Yeah, cool kid. I'm not going to do anything different with the grades. If he does something worth detention, he's going to get detention. I mean, you still treat them all equally, just like with your kids. You know, you love your kids the same. You pretend you don't. You may have more in common with the kid. You may want to spend more time with the kid, but you still love both kids. You're still going to give a kidney to both kids if they need it. You know, my kids think that I love the other one more than them. And I'm tired of them bringing it up. And I go, you want to know what? I don't love either of you. I love my students more than you because they don't give me a hard time. Yeah, deal with that. And they're like, I love you both. Stop it. You know, because they're trying to make me feel guilty. Well, you yelled at me more times this week. I yelled at you because you're real dumb. Trust me, you deserved it. So, start fresh. And another thing the teacher's like is you go, first, make yourself known. Okay, you don't want to blend into the back. But two, let them know that you want to try. Let them know that you want to succeed in that class. And what advice could they give you to ensure that they succeed so they follow that advice to a T? Teachers eat that up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sunny Bay. sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of parents are freaking out because they've heard that two high school football players have died from overhydrating, drinking too much water. And we got summer camp. I thought summer camp would be over by now, but we got a lot of people doing summer football practice, getting ready for the season. And it's hot. And it's humid with monsoons throughout the country. And coaches are now recommending to stay hydrated, keep urine clear, meaning, you know, if it's too dark yellow, you're not hydrated enough. In fact, in 2017, the University of Texas football coach created a urine-based long-worn football hydration chart, which labeled players with yellow urine as selfish teammates and those with brown urine as bad guys. So there's actually something called hydration shaming that has permeated high school sports. So what is now encouraged in sporting culture, that equates superior performance with superior hydration. Well, when you are trying to make the team and making the cut and wanting to impress the coach, you are going to want to impress. And so you will pound the fluid. But you got to be careful because your kidneys may not like the pounding of the fluid. We're going to talk about how much water is too much. So high school player Walker Wilbanks died in Mississippi in August 2014 of overhydration. And the doctor said the cause of death was an unpredictable freak occurrence. And then 2 weeks prior, another high school football player from Georgia drank 2 gallons of water and 2 gallons of Gatorade after football practice to prevent muscle cramps. He turns around and dies. Over the past 4 years, two high school football players have died during August football practice from overhydration. Now, what's a medical term for that? Well, it's known as exercise-associated hyponatremia. So hyponatremia is too little salt. Now, they say, although I want to use caution with saying this, they claim that no football player has ever been known to die from dehydration. However, I've heard of multiple people dying from heat stroke. They say 7 people died during the same 4-year period from heat stroke. Now, maybe related to lack of hydration, it may not be. But I think you are more at risk of dying of heat stroke as a football player if you are underhydrated or dehydrated. So, thirst. It's a neuroendocrine circuit. Dates back to early primate development. Bugs and worms even have that. It activates an area of the brain that tells us when we're hungry, tells us if we have to pee. It activates the center of the brain that tells us we got to go do something. In fact, you could very easily confuse being hungry with being thirsty. You need to, you know, listen to your body, and you may be like, oh, I'm hungry. You may actually be thirsty. And so when you drink too much water, you could actually lose salt. Even if you drink too much sports drinks, it could dilute body salt levels. It could cause brain swelling. Let's talk about some of the symptoms of this. This is pretty important, guys. So water intoxication or hyponatremia, when your salt levels fall below 135, I like them in the 140s, but if we change your blood levels to 135 millimoles per liter, you're basically in the hyponatremia range. And sodium is really important because it balances the fluid inside and outside of the cells. Okay, remember I taught you guys about diabetes, how in nature, the body or in nature things are want to be more neutral and not hyperosmolar, hypersalty or low salty. So fluids are going to tend to gravitate towards diluting something till it's neutral. So sodium levels, if they start to drop, fluids start to shift from the outside of the cells to the inside of the cells, then causing them to swell. You see this? All right. If there's so much fluid in the blood, we need to get that fluid out of there because the sodium is too low. Now the fluid is shifting to try to make the blood a little bit more hypertonic, a little bit more osmolar. And then you end up having all this fluid go to parts of the body that don't need it. So if the fluid starts to flood the brain, you know, so that the blood isn't, you know, too diluted, then the brain, unfortunately, could start to swell. So basically, according to Medical News Daily, water intoxication results from drinking too much water. Excess water dilutes the blood sodium level, so the fluid has to get out of the blood into the cells, cells start to swell. So what are your symptoms? Well, drinking too much water, you'll get a headache. You can get nausea, you can get vomiting. Again, your body is going to want to vomit that extra fluid out. When it gets severe, your blood pressure is going to rise because you got all this fluid. You're going to get confused. You can get double vision. You can get drowsy. You can have difficulty breathing. You can have muscle weakness and cramping. You can have an inability to identify certain sensory information. Now, somebody will say, whoa, heat stroke and dehydration. We'll make you confused. We'll give you muscle weakness and cramping. True. But if your child pounded so many fluids, right then and there, he's probably not dehydrated. Again, that's why the history is important. So, cerebral edema or brain fluid edema can affect the brainstem, the central nervous system. You can start getting seizures, brain damage, coma, even death. So, yeah, it could be fatal. We've even seen water intoxication cases in soldiers. They said one report looked at 17 soldiers who developed hyponatremia as a result of excess water intake. Their blood sodium levels ranged from 115 to 130. And remember, the normal range is about 135 to 145. A 115, that's bad. Another report found out three soldiers died because they went into cerebral edema. They drank 2.5 to 5.6 gallons of water in just a few hours. So, there was a runner after a marathon. His sodium levels were less than 130. He actually herniated his brain stem when all of the fluid went to the brain. Sometimes schizophrenic patients or psychiatric patients may overdrink water. There was one study of 27 schizophrenics that had died because five of them just kept drinking water. So you have to be really careful with your endurance sport athletes, your soldiers, your schizophrenia patients. So how much is too much? So you have a greater risk of being water intoxicated if you pound this water in a short period of time. If you drink all those gallons over a day period, it might not be as bad as you chugging it right then and there after practice. And remember, there's a good chance your kidneys and your bowel and everything aren't working 100% right after you just went through a huge endurance event. Remember, your body's trying to regroup. Now, you can get hyponatremia if you drink 1 gallon of water in a short amount of time. 1 gallon in a short amount of time. So your kidneys eliminate anywhere from 5.3 to 7.4 gallons of water a day. But they could only get rid of 30 ounces an hour. They could only get rid of a liter an hour, even though they could eliminate about 24 liters a day. So if you drink more than what those kidneys could eliminate, you could unfortunately get hyponatremia. Now, they're recommending to not drink more than 30 ounces or 1 liter of water per hour on average. Now, that's tough because you will sweat. You'll be so worried about, you know, dehydration that you might overdo it. So, if you're only supposed to drink about a liter an hour or no more than 30 ounces per hour, then that means you need to stop and take multiple breaks to drink. That's why I love it when I see these marathon runners get water. You know, people are handing them water bottles. So, you know, as they run, they get some water so they can take some down. I mean, that's really, really good. And so the average water bottle has 16.9 fluid ounces. So you could basically drink two of these per hour and not get hyponatremia. Okay, it all depends on your kidneys also, okay? Now, they said one soldier developed symptoms after consuming half a gallon of water per hour. So, you know, bottom line is, keep in mind that your kidneys, okay, are what mandates how your body's going to handle it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York was arrested and charged with insider trading today related to an Australian biotechnology company. Jeff Berman is the attorney for the Southern District of New York. He explains the charges against Collins.
Congressman Collins was told some confidential and highly sensitive information about Innate, information that was not yet made public, namely that Innate's main drug, the drug Innate was developing to be the backbone of its company, was a total failure.
Tuesday ended without clear results in a special election that was being held in Ohio's 12th congressional district. Right now, it looks like that race will come down to provisional and absentee ballots. And in Kansas, the governor's race also is too close to call, with both candidates being separated by only 200 votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's been a big push for doctors and patients and parents to stop fat shaming. So, very interesting. I don't know if you guys heard about this. A woman used her obituary to call out doctors for fat shaming while she had battled cancer. Let me just tell you about this really quick. Ellen Bennett was diagnosed with inoperable cancer, according to SimpleMost.com. Was given just days to live, so she decided to spend her limited time left on Earth making sure she be remembered accurately and giving specific instructions on how her obituary should be written. She lived in Canada and died on May 11th at the age of 64. So her obituary paints a lively picture of an interesting woman who led a full life, had a career in politics, had a stint on Parliament Hill, then she did costume design, used her talent for theater, television, film, etc. Right? And she posted a picture that was taken a week before she died, saying, "I look so good for someone almost dead." And she addressed the issue of fat shaming. She had endured fat shaming in the medical profession. She said, "Over the past few years of feeling unwell, she sought out medical intervention and no one offered any support or suggestions beyond weight loss. Her dying wish was that women of size make her death matter by advocating strongly for their health and not accepting that fat is the only relevant health issue." So her message has resonated with a lot of people who felt they experienced similar discrimination related to their weight when seeking medical treatment. And I'll talk about this. There's both sides to this we need to talk about. And so, on one end, you have doctors that don't bring up the weight when they should. They don't want to insult you. They don't want you to leave and go to a new doctor. They don't want bad Yelp reviews. So they're going to go easy on the weight. And you have other doctors that they're like, "Now, you know what? You have a thyroid problem. You have blood pressure problems. You have diabetes problems. You have arthritis. It's your weight. It's your weight. Lose weight and then come back and talk to me." Okay. You as a patient are probably like, what? All right. So let's talk about the latter. I'm busy. Let's say I am slammed with patients. And I got so much going on. And I have a patient on medication for their blood pressure. And I'm trying to prevent their diabetes. And I'm working with them on a diet, etc. And they come in. And they go, "Doc, I want to try a new supplement to help with all these problems I have. And they're about 80 pounds overweight." I'll be honest with you guys. Okay? I mean, easier said than done. I don't know if I've ever officially done this. But I may have a tendency to say, "Look, you know, rather than you being on all these medicines and trying to do all these supplements, can you drop the 80 pounds? If you dropped the 80 pounds, I bet you your blood pressure would go down. I bet your back pain would improve. I bet your knees would improve. I bet you wouldn't be diabetic. I bet you wouldn't be on half of these medications. You'd even sleep better and not have obstructive sleep apnea. Drop the 80 pounds. Spend all this time and energy not trying to, you know, find the Dr. Oz miracle cure, but drop the 80 pounds. I'll see you in a month." Not 80 pounds. But, you know, I mean, so I could see some doctors go, "Look, you know what? If you really want to solve your problem, you got to lose weight." And the funny thing is they're probably right. But the type of doctor that I was, "You know, yeah, you look good. Now, I see you lost a few pounds. Keep it up. You're looking good. You know, we curvy women, we're no size 2. We're no size 2. But keep it up. Because you know the more you lose weight, the better things are going to be. So keep it up." So I'll do that. Was I effective at getting people to lose weight and drop the 80 pounds? No. Never got a patient to drop 80 pounds, ever. I was not successful in that. Because I went too easy. I went way too easy on them. So who should do the fat shaming? It's not going to be your husband, ladies. Oh, they know better. It's not going to be your wife, guys. I mean, women feel a little bit more empowered to get on your weight because they don't think guys will get as insulted as women. Women will talk to their husbands in ways that you will never be able to talk back to them. And that's just something we enjoy and take advantage of all the time. But, I mean, does fat shaming need to happen? You know, so there's all this talk on, doctors need to quit fat shaming. And what if her obesity actually led to the type of cancer she had? May she rest in peace. And bless her for, you know, trying to help other women. You know, I may not agree with her message, but, bless her for having one. And you know, having her death a teaching point for us. I mean, I'm on her side with that. But, we may be attacking the wrong thing. You know, we are starting to show that, yeah, having a Beyoncé figure is sexy. having big boobs and a good butt and curvy. Love your body. I was born this way. This is who I am. Live with it. Deal with it. Fat is beautiful. Okay. It's a nice message in society, so you don't have girls getting depressed and wanting to kill themselves, but are we really doing them a favor? I mean, I had to take a picture, and I took the picture, and I noticed that, I don't mind telling you guys the tricks, I'm honest. If you guys look at some of my pictures, you only see part of my shoulder. I look skinny. But if I hadn't cut that picture off and cropped it down, you would have seen my butt. She's got a booty. But I look skinnier when I cropped the picture. So I'm looking at the picture going, oh, damn, I look good. Yeah, I could have another piece of candy. No, I can't. We don't put pictures up of ourselves looking fat. We can hide and shave 20 pounds off of us with every picture. That's a problem. And somebody needs to say, you have got to drop the weight. They call it fat shaming. In society now, they turn everything into you attacking somebody. Well, if a doctor's job is to put your health first, wouldn't it be malpractice if they didn't recommend weight loss? I got to look that up. I want to find out if any doctor has gotten sued because somebody got a heart attack or somebody got cancer and the doctor never told them to lose weight. You know, there was a case where somebody sued successfully, their doctor, because the doctor never told them to quit smoking. And they ended up getting cancer. And during the court case, the lawyer, you know, the defendant attorney was like, it's all over the news, it's all over TV. Everybody knows that smoking causes cancer. And the plaintiff attorney said, nope, he doesn't have a TV. The only person who was going to tell him that smoking was bad for him was that doctor. And since that doctor had a medical license, he was liable. So now, is there going to be liability if a doctor doesn't bring up your weight? That's a problem. It's a huge problem. So, I mean, guys, girls, ladies, it doesn't matter what society thinks. I think we've come to learn that sometimes society is a little warped. And their definitions are warped. I think they, you know. My suggestion is to toughen up and be honest with yourself. And don't feel shamed or bullied or blamed or picked on. And get your act together. If you need to drop the weight, join Weight Watchers. I don't give a damn. But drop the weight. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOG-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the scope of these California fires is unprecedented. It is now a result of the closure of Yosemite National Park as firefighters are battling 17 large fires, one of which is the largest fire in all of California's history. So 14,000 firefighters, including National Guard, have had to battle these fires across the state. Actually, the National Guard has sent over an additional 2,300 people to help contain the fight. You were also getting assistance from Australia and New Zealand. The Mendocino Complex fire doubled in size in the past few days, making it the largest fire in California's recorded history. The Mendocino Complex fire is the result of both the ranch and river fires combining near Clear Lake to form the largest fire in history. If you take a look at the map, it is, I mean, it looks like almost the size of a small state. They say the fire surrounds Clear Lake, which is the largest natural freshwater lake inside California. That's wholly inside California. Lake Tahoe's big, but it's in Tahoe and Nevada. They say the Mendocino Complex fire has burned over 283,000 acres and has grown by 80% since Friday of last week and is only 30% contained. The acreage count puts this fire just above last year's Thomas fire, which burned 281,000 acres. So we've already exceeded that. So California's experiencing fires from the northern tip of the state all the way down to the L.A. area. This is fire season, but we're only halfway through fire season. The Ferguson fire has prompted the National Park Service to close large parts of Yosemite. Ferguson fire is on its third week, has already killed two people, injured another 11. The National Park Service released in a statement that in the past few days, the fire has made roads inaccessible, downed trees, and made the larger Yosemite Valley too dangerous for tourists. The Ferguson fire at 94,000 acres and only 38% contained grew by 8,000 acres on Sunday alone. So, tons of areas closed. I believe Yosemite is their fifth most visited to park. It's one of their greatest national parks. Car fire is still burning. It's about 47% contained. That's the 12th largest in California history. The car fire has taken 173,000 acres. It has destroyed over 1,000 homes, killed 7 people as it burns next to Redding. So President Trump has tweeted on the subject. He says, California wildfires are being magnified and made so much worse by the bad environmental laws, which aren't allowing massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized. It's being diverted into the Pacific Ocean. Must also tree clear to stop fire from spreading. Now, again, at this point, it's about containment. So, if they do need to, I'm no obvious fire expert, but it does make sense if they do have to, go ahead of the fire, mow down the trees so that the fire stops. I live in Las Vegas, and, my kids go, they go, look, we are one of the driest cities. Why don't we have the fires, God forbid, like they do in other states? Well, and, my husband's like, look, we don't have the vegetation. So if a fire does start, there's not a lot it could jump to. Now, we do have houses. We got tons of houses that could light up. But in terms of vegetation and wind and there being a tall tree that could then capture the flame, so that's why these wildfires spread. You got all this ash, you got these flames, and when the wind blows, it just carries the sparks and the embers to a new tree that's just nice and tall and out there in the wind and grabbing it. When you don't have them, we got a lot of shrubbery. It's protective. It's just, I think it's ugly. I mean, I wish we had more trees. I love green. We have beautiful desert, but I'm really into green. So it's an issue. All right. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Godspeed, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A cancer study of New Mexico nuclear site is expected to finish in the year 2019. This is a long-anticipated study into the cancer risks of New Mexico residents living near the site of the world's first atomic bomb test. And we're going to probably have them published by next year. Institute spokesman Michael Levin told the Associated Press that researchers are examining data on diet and radiation exposure on residents who live near the World War II era Trinity test site. And scientists expect to finish the study by early next year. The study will then be published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal and could be available by next spring. The announcement comes as descendants of families who live by nearby communities are pressuring Congress to include them in the Federal Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. Descendants say the Trinity test caused generations of families to suffer from rare cancer and economic hardship. Now, currently the law only covers areas of Nevada, Arizona, and Utah that are downwind from a different test site. So scientists working in Los Alamos, New Mexico, developed the atomic bomb as part of the Manhattan Project. So it enriched uranium for the weapon. Now, this program involved facilities in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and Hanford, Washington. So the bomb was tested in a stretch of desert near towns that were predominantly Hispanic and Native American. Residents did not learn that the test had involved an atomic weapon until the U.S. dropped bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and then the war ended. And I guess Monday is the 73rd anniversary of the Hiroshima bombing. So, descendants have been anxiously waiting for results from this study. But Cordova, the founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, said she's worried the questions researchers used were culturally insensitive. And for months, the Institute was not communicated about the study's progress. So, obviously, if we could figure out what, you know, one of these, something like this is very, very difficult to, it's a difficult position for everyone to be in because once the data comes out, here come the lawsuits. But as a medical provider, you want the data so that you know what you need to look for. And, you know, what you want from an epidemiologic standpoint, know what's going on. Unfortunately, you know, like, you know, my uncle was a kid, died in the 50s of leukemia. Now, leukemia can happen and can strike, but they really believe that it had been related to the test site or the testing that happened downwind in Arizona. So scary stuff. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI. All right. Exercise may be the best protection against aging. Cardio and strength training can protect you against the wear and tear of aging. It's a new study in the Journal of American Heart Association. It suggests that older folks who clock in more movement see better levels of key blood biomarkers. And regular physical activity at any level apparently is better than having to do the high-intensity workouts because a lot of people cannot do high-intensity workouts. Let's get physical, right? So exercise is a miracle drug. People need to realize that. They looked at 1,600 British volunteers between the ages of 60 and 64, and they had them wear heart rate sensors for 5 days. They analyzed the participants' activity levels and compared them to indicators of heart disease, such as cholesterol precursors and a substance called interleukin-6. Overall, the participants with more activity had lower levels of all the negative biomarkers. The effects were even noticeable when the researchers looked at participants' activity in little 10-minute chunks. They say even 10 minutes of walking, playing, tennis, gardening was linked to measurable improvements and at least one type of biomarker. If you sat for 10 minutes, for every 10 minutes, you had worse biomarker results. So physical activity lowers blood heart risk. And I don't care what you do. I don't care if you walk. I don't care if you boogie to some music. You don't have to necessarily go to the gym if you don't want to. But do something at the house. Walk back and forth in a room. Pace. I don't care. But do a little exercise. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint
it. Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.